In the studio with us this morning, it's always a pleasure to talk to the head coach of the West Plains Lady Zizzers. The head coach is Scott Womack, and their title is four-peat. Four. You know how hard it is just to win a district. To win four in a row. What an accomplishment that is for you and your kids, Coach.
Yeah, it was. I think it was special for them seniors to know that. I mean, they've won a district title every year they've been there, and really four of the five played in those district teams. So, to get to Class Five, where there's lots of good teams to us win four in a row is kind of neat.
Defending state champions, the District 6 Class 5 champions. Now we're in the quarterfinal round, and the Lady Zizzers will play against the Lady Jays from Jefferson City on Saturday at 5:45 at Southwest Baptist University at Bolivar. And we should remind folks that you have to buy your tickets ahead of time. You got to buy them online, right?
Yeah, and our Facebook page, Lady Zizzer Basketball, has a...
Got a QR code on there.
Got a QR code there. There's a link you can just click on, get that ticket, or you can just go to the Mission website. But if you just go to our Facebook page, you can get those ordered. But you won't be able to pay cash at the door. And we want to have some fans there. We need some fans there because I'm sure Jeff City's going to bring them.
We had some fans there on Saturday night, and I bet...
Tuesday night.
Or... Okay. Well, I was talking about the championship on Saturday night, the game against Rolla, where we went from down 18 to winning by 13. I don't know that I've been more wore out watching a basketball game than that one. I can't imagine what it was like for you trying to coach it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been to a lot of district games, been to a lot of games, but for a championship game, I don't think I've ever seen a game that's turned the way it turned so quickly. I mean, it turned just real, real fast. I mean, it wasn't like a gradual thing. You could kind of see midway through the third quarter it was going our way. And, we were kind of shell-shocked to start the game. I mean, they came out and hit six threes in the first half. We missed a couple of easy shots. Kayla got in foul trouble. Nothing went right for us to start the game. But I thought the girls kind of finally – got it together, because I mean, when it was 29-11, I'm thinking we got to do something not to get blown out of here and get a running clock,
right?
You know, and the girls just, you know, even when we called timeout and had timeouts over there, they never were in a panic. We made that little run right before half and cut it down to 12. And you know, the first time we played them, we were down 12 in the third quarter.
Right.
And the technical kind of switched momentum there, and we made that run and ended up beating Rolla by five. So I think in the halftime, it wasn't anything drastic we did. I think they were confident, knowing that they could still come back from 12 down because we had done it before. It was just we talked about executing our defense. I mean, we didn't make any big changes at halftime. It was just we got to do what we said we want to do. In the second half, you know, we just locked them down defensively. They hit that three early in the third quarter, but after that, then I think we went on a 19-0 run, and they just couldn't get anything. And you could see as the game progressed, them getting more into a panic stage, taking bad shots. We forced 16 turnovers, I think, second half. And, of course, that creates – we've talked about before, we got to create those turnovers off our press because that helps us offensively. And we just got the momentum. And, I mean, it's hard to defeat momentum. I mean, once you get that momentum, you could just see that snowball going downhill, and that coach
nothing
is trying to get
it
in front of it, and he couldn't do anything to stop it.
Yeah. It was kind of reminiscent of last year's game, only it was flipped because they started out in the first half. They couldn't buy a bucket, and it turned on them in the second half the other night. What was the key moment of the game, you thought?
You know, there was a few things that happened, but I thought Drew Harris's and one was the one that...
You could hear the air go out of them when that happened.
I think they just went and said... She just made it because, I mean, she got fouled. She just kind of threw it, flicked it up there, and it goes in, and then she completes the free throw. And I think that the air went out of them. I think our girls then went, this is our night, you know. And I think at that time, I can't remember what happened, but that might have cut it, I think, to one, if I'm not mistaken. And then we were down one going in the fourth quarter, and Kaylee hits the three that puts us up two. And
you were going. Then.
Yeah, it was, we held them to, I think, 1 point the fourth quarter until they're in the
about
late stages.
Ago.
Yeah, and we were already up, I think, 10 or at that time. So, those two moments, Drew's and one, and then I think Kaylee hitting that three to start the fourth quarter was big.
When you're cold shooting the basketball, it makes it hard to put your press on. Then when you started scoring in the second half, and you pressed, and it was just like domino theory.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I said, you know, we were talking about the press, and I said, it's hard for us to get any turnovers off the press because we're not scoring. When you score 11 points and a half, you haven't gotten your press a whole lot. So once we started scoring, we were able to get in our press. And, you know, I think our girls build off that. And Olivia and Alyssa did a great job of getting some deflections up front and getting some steals. And then I think Zoe had five steals in the second half alone. Just, you know, and it was from deflections or whatever. So it was just, we had kind of everybody going there. And I thought Hannah Judd came in and would really give us a lot of energy and, right. and did a nice job, took two charges. And she posted down there at one time, got the ball, got the fourth foul on that one girl, and then went to the free throw line, made two free throws.
I thought, well, you know, Strafford kind of set the bar. I don't know if anyone will do what Strafford did, you know, when Haley Frank was there.
Right.
But at the same time, your seniors, your five seniors, and all the kids on the basketball team, but especially your five seniors, to go through from freshman to senior year, win district every year. It's hard to win one.
Right.
And they won four. That is really an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, and I mean, we may have talked about this before, but I was looking at it the other day. I know when our senior night, these seniors now have won four district titles. They won three conference titles, and our conference not just it's not a cakewalk by any means when you have the likes of Kickapoo and Rolla's been in there and Lebanon and so we've had some teams that's been, you know, really good, and so they've won three district titles, and basically we're close to getting a fourth one, and we lost, you know, we were one game out. But and then go to two Final Fours and get a first and a second. And I think now they're up to maybe 104 wins in 4 years.
That's amazing.
That's 104-17, I think, is their record in 4 years. So, and like I said, we've had other players that's played with them, but they've been a part of that. And especially two of them played a lot as freshmen, and the two of them was, you know, bench players or came in a lot for us. So it's just it's a tribute to them and what they've done and the hard work and the commitment they've made to staying in there. You know, when you win that much or been successful, you play with a lot of confidence. And you can see that this group plays with a lot of confidence. And every time they step on the floor, they believe they're going to win. And I think that helped the other night. They never thought they were going to lose that game.
Scott Womack, the head coach of the West Plains Lady Zizzers, in the studio with us this morning. We'll have the game on Saturday at 5:45 from Southwest Baptist University at Bolivar. Played there last year, played Carl Junction there last year. This year, we'll play the Lady Jays of Jeff City, and I'm sure a lot of people wanting to know what kind of basketball team will you be seeing on Saturday.
Well, Jefferson City was at one time the biggest school in the state of Missouri. You know, but with the private schools coming in, with Helias, Capital City, you know, coming into Jeff City area, their enrollments dropped a little bit. So they've dropped down from Class 6 to Class 5 this year, and they've been Class 6 in the past. And we've played them one other time when we were when there was just five classes. We played them one time in the state tournament. We were fortunate enough to beat them. But this year, they kind of surprised in their district. Helias was supposed to be the team, and they beat Helias twice in the last 2 weeks and beat them the other night, 43-41. Got a big girl inside that's going to Mizzou, play with Ashton, 6'4 girl. You know, can score at all three levels, but mainly around the basket. Great rebounder. Got some guards that can shoot it a little bit, and got a really quick point guard that can beat you off the dribble. So, we've got to get them more in a full court game, and try to create some turnovers off of our full court. And we get in half court game when you got a 6'4 girl under the basket. Makes it tough offensively and defensively because you're not scoring anything around the basket, and they are, you know. So we want to get it not crazy up and down, but we've got to make it a fast game and a full court game with some steals.
And when your team is playing like that, it totally changes the mindset of the team you're playing against, because they stop thinking about scoring. They just start thinking about not turning the ball over.
Right, and that's what we got to do. And, you know, our girls have been really good about that and getting in, getting turnovers, creating turnovers. And, you know, the thing is, even when you create turnovers, you got to score off of them, where it really doesn't help you as much. And that's what we talk about. We're going to make turnovers ourselves. But when we make a turnover, we got to make sure we're good on the defensive end and don't let them score off of them, because that just adds to the momentum when, you know, you turn the ball over and they get a wide open layup on the other end. And so we're just the opposite on the other side. We talk about when we get a turnover, you know, we need to capitalize on it right. And get points. And we'll see if we can do that Saturday.
All right, so we'll have the game here on the radio. One thing I think is a big advantage to having several seniors on your team. You've been to the Final Four the last 2 years, and you might think, well, we don't want to look past this game on Saturday. Obviously, you won't. But having a more experienced team, they probably understand how this thing works a lot better than a younger team would.
Yeah, they do. They've been there and done that. And,
right.
And so it's old hat for them, but they know they have to come to play. And, you know, I think it's important for them to, you know, they heard all the doubters after last year that, you know, you have this, you know, player of the year in the state and, you know, you're riding their coattails. And I think they want to make their mark on the program and say that you know, we can do this too, and it's gonna be a good night of basketball. And for people that like basketball, you know, Ava's getting to play before. It's a 3-game night of girls basketball. Ava plays a 4 o'clock game. We play the middle game, and then Republic plays after our game. So there's a class 4, 5, and 6 game playing that night. So for one ticket, you can watch a lot of good basketball.
All right, we'll look forward to it, and we really appreciate Scott coming in and talking about the Lady Zizzers here this morning. Thank you very much, and we'll wish you good luck, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, Hart. I appreciate you.
Glad to do it.